Hello, it's Kim here with the Book Broads. I'm hanging out in beautiful West Vancouver, and that was our waitress. We're at Trolls in West Vancouver waiting for a BC Ferry. I missed the 5, so I'm waiting for the 7. Angela was kind enough to hang out and eat chips with me. And
yum,
fish.
Trolls,
and
fish, and chips.
Yeah. So we did actually have some balance. And potatoes are a vegetable, right?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
The deep fried kind. So we're hanging out, and we thought we'd do a bit of a podcast to talk about this great day, actually. We had a fantastic day. We came over and got to talk to the lovely Wendy D, Wendy D Photography. And Wendy was really clever. She found a group of people to come in, the people that she knew, some that she didn't, some that she's worked with in the past, and found this sort of group of people to come in and support Wendy and talk about business ideas, marketing ideas, and ways to move forward. So we were able to facilitate that today. And sadly, we had Peggy, who missed a ferry. Fairies. Anyway, so Angela and I got to facilitate the day and just really learn a lot about some really great people there and learn more about Wendy and see how we could actually move forward. But what I thought was quite fascinating, Angela had sort of a kickstart way with some Post-it notes. Post-it notes seems to be the Book Broads thing.
Yeah,
I'm kind of curious about that.
We need a sponsorship from 3M,
I'm thinking. But it was a very interesting way to start the program of this workshop today. So tell us a little bit more about your Post-it note fetish. And
Well, I love paper. That's the beginning part of it. But what we did today was a group getting to know you exercise. Mm-hmm. We were there to talk about Wendy D. We all sort of had a few minutes to get acquainted while we got coffee and tea as we arrived. But I didn't want the time that we had together to be wasted on a round table of introductions mm-hmm. and who everybody is and what their credentials were. That came out more organically as we were experiencing each other. But what I really wanted to focus on was Wendy. She was the core reason why we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did is I gave everybody a stack of sticky notes mm-hmm. and asked them to write on each sticky note one concept, idea, thing that they knew mm-hmm. about Wendy. And everybody came up with 10 or 15 different sticky notes, and we put them up on a wall and grouped them according to what they were. Some of them were factual things, like she's a photographer. Others were emotional things about her kindness and how generous she is. Others were items about her products, that she does photography mm-hmm. for businesses. She does photography for headshots.
Mm-hmm.
All of her different specialties. And so the map of Post-it notes became kind of a map of what parts of Wendy are well-known, because those ideas repeated, mm-hmm. and what parts were not so well-known.
Yeah.
And we also pulled out a few little things that maybe are things that Wendy will want to think about. One of the sort of constructive things that came out was that she's too modest. We know, because she's done the Book Broads photography, she's done my photography for Beachcomber mm-hmm. Communications. She is an amazing photographer, and she does not just great headshots, but wonderful, wonderful work that tells the story of a particular company.
Mm-hmm.
And so we needed to figure out a way for her to not be too modest. That was the criticism that came up a couple of times.
But it's actually a good thing.
It's a good thing. It's mm-hmm. But it's a constructive thing to know, because you got to. What was your expression, Kim? You have to toot your own horn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't look like a dork when you toot your own horn.
Yes. Yes. So we wanted to avoid the dorkness.
Yeah.
And through the exercise, it was really great, because I learned things about Wendy that I didn't mm-hmm. know, and I've known her for years.
Yeah.
And everybody got a better rounded picture of who it was we were talking about and the company that we were talking about, because we also realized that there's Wendy the woman and Wendy D Photography.
And Wendy the friend.
And Wendy the friend.
Very much so, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gave us all a really common starting ground. We were able to talk about a few things in general, which then segued beautifully into a longer discussion around marketing tactics she might use, different markets she might focus on, mm-hmm. Some core messaging came out, key phrases. I don't want to sort of pull them out of my hat right now, because there's for Wendy to decide which of those things that she's actually going to make part of her business and how she's going to use that language.
Yeah.
It was the beginnings of some keyword research. And so
yeah, that's exactly what's exciting, is to see how that was going to move on. So just really excited to be able to spend the day, learn a lot about that, but also I think everybody in that room learned something extra.
I agree.
Really, really totally. Valuable.
Well, it was such a pleasure to meet them all. I'm so glad that we got a chance
mm-hmm.
to. And hi, guys, if you're listening, we'll send this link to Wendy. Maybe she can share it.
Okay. Have a great time. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the Book Broads at thebookbroads.com. I'm Angela.
I'm Kim.
Bye.